Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. I'm your host for this evening's show, Henrietta Byrd, and it's so glad to be with you again this week. We are moving right into a wonderful season of preparation for the International Black Summit annual event, and soon we will be doing a countdown. You know, every year we start counting down to the annual event, which is the big conversation, the large conversation, the group conversation that we have with people from all over the world who come together the first weekend in August of every year. And this year, that conference begins on August 1st with the prerequisite for the International Black Summit annual event, August 1st. And this year, that event is in Ottawa, Canada. In Ottawa, Canada. And you know, we have a most powerful group from Ottawa, from Canada, not just Ottawa, but from Canada. And we are so looking forward to being in Canada. It is, as far as I know, the first time we've ever had an annual event in Ottawa. Yeah, in Ottawa. And so it's exciting, and you will soon, probably beginning next month or definitely in June, we'll get updates from the people in Canada who are on the host team, and so you can hear about and ask questions about what's going on and what the opening event will be like. This is, again, the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and I'm your host for this evening, along with Glenn Greenwich, who will be with us shortly. And as we always do, we begin everything with our declaration, the International Black Summit Declaration, or as we speak to it, the Declaration of the International Black Summit. It is what we live by. It is our principles. It is our guidelines. It is why we exist as a group, why we exist as an organization. And we are a nonprofit organization, and we are here to provide opportunities for participants to bring into being their vision for the Black community and the world. That is the reason that annual event occurs every year. People come from all over. In a conversation earlier today, where if you are in the Chicagoland area, you will be able to, we are looking into a bus leaving Chicago going to Ottawa. It's a 17-hour drive, and so not long, you know, a great fun bus ride. We'll be in the conversation as soon as the bus takes off and just having a wonderful time. And, of course, you can fly, you can take the train, you can drive, you can, however you get there, just get there. You don't want to miss this experience. But let's get to the declaration of the International Black Summit. And the declaration speaks to us individually and collectively. So listen carefully and see where you find yourself in the declaration. And it reads, we declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. we listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7, 1991. Chicago, Illinois, April 21st, 2013. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please. And we thank you for listening. And we thank you for being in that declaration continuously, over and over again. Whenever I read that, or whenever I generate it, you know, because I'm not always reading it, but as it flows through me, it always takes me to a place where I have to think about something differently. You know, we come together every year, and we're together for the facilitators are together sometime for 6 or 7 days, and there's a lot of preparation that goes into it, and that declaration starts us off in all of the preparation. We begin our day with it, we end our day with it. In Ottawa, the same thing will occur. We will begin each day with that declaration. We will end each day with the declaration. And sometimes during the day, we will present different parts of the declaration. What it does, it grounds us. You know, it helps us remember why the organization came to be, what was generated out of its existence from the group of people who decided that they wanted this organization to help people of Black African descent experience transformation that they had experienced as individuals themselves. And so people from across the country came together in October, that weekend, and what was generated out of that gathering was the declaration. And we live inside of that declaration, that we find our expression in that declaration. And so we ask that you go to blacksummit.org and do the same thing. Read it over and over and over again and see where it just, you know, just grabs you. There are parts of it that will just grab you. And whatever part that is, know that that's where you are to do your work at this particular time. It's not just a declaration that we use over that weekend. It's a declaration that we use every day. And so it works. You know, the declaration works. And it is up to us to work it. And so we are, you know, gathering together in different cities and different states now, planning and preparing and listening is what we do most, to what life is calling for, calling forth in the city of Ottawa. And the country of Canada. So I want to send a happy birthday shout out to a name you haven't heard in a while, but we all remember Clara Lyons Devon. And Clara celebrated her birthday this weekend and in New Jersey. And so we send lots of love and light to Clara and hope you had a wonderful birthday. A lot of people flew in for her celebration. So I hope everybody is partying and they woke up this morning and just started partying again. So have a wonderful, wonderful birthday, Clara. Also, we want to say hello to everybody who attended the any prerequisite over the weekend, this weekend, last weekend, or any one that you've attended this year in preparation for Ottawa and are now listening to the talk show. We certainly appreciate your doing that from wherever you are. And remember, you can call into the show and you can use your Magic Jack line. You can do it however you want. Our call-in number is 646-716-9827, and that's in the USA. So whatever numbers you have to use before that, do that, and then 646-716-9827. And our website is blacksummit.org. And go there, and any list of any activity that we're having will be posted there. Join our network and, become friends with some of the people in the summit conversation. And the summit is a conversation. The International Black Summit is a conversation. And there's several things that are available in this conversation. Several things that are available in the conversation. And one of the things that we like to do is purpose, the International Black Summit. And I spoke it earlier, but the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the Black community and the world. And that's what we do in the adult room. In the youth summit, the purpose is written by the youth, and it says, we exist to facilitate the connection, self-expression, and empowerment of young people of African descent around the world. We are young people making our visions real in our communities and exemplifying the principles of youth, transformation, love, and possibility as a powerful approach to the universe. That's the youth purpose, and I'm going to repeat that one more time. We exist to facilitate the connection, self-expression, and empowerment of young people of African descent around the world. We are young people making our visions real in our communities and exemplifying the principles of youth, transformation, love, and possibility as a powerful approach to the universe. So there you have the purpose of the Youth Summit and the purpose of the Adult Summit. An opportunity is being provided in the month of August, first month, beginning August 1st, that Thursday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. There's an opportunity that will be provided, and we do invite you to take advantage of this opportunity. Your life will never, ever be the same. Never, ever be the same. go to blacksummit.org. And we're having an open conversation tonight. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. If you have a question or a comment or something you'd like to talk about, just press the number 1 button on your phone, and it will raise your hand, and you can let us know what's on your mind. At any time, just press the number 1 button. And again, the call-in number is 646-716-9827. 646-716-9827. We also want to send out lots of love and light to the people in Boston and the surrounding areas of that city. And knowing that the love that is being sent from everywhere all over the world to that area will support them and allow them to heal as they readjust to the happenings in that city. And anybody who was affected by that, we send out our love and light to all those people. I see a number here. Just want to check in with you, a 603 number. Just checking in to see if you have a comment or a question that you would like to talk about. 603-300, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Henrietta. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, it's not a, this is Louise.
This is Louise?
Yes.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. Yeah, it was definitely not a good week in the Boston area. I appreciate you saying that. It just, you know, I just work a few miles from the town where they ended up capturing the second terrorist, and it was pretty frightening up here, but I think everybody's just trying to stick together.
Well, I certainly appreciate you calling in. This is our friend Louise, who's in the Boston area, so I didn't recognize your number, so I'm really glad to hear from you. Is there anything that we can do? You know, if you could ask for anything other than that this had never happened, all right, but is there anything that we can do to support what you all might be going through?
You know, I think a lot of, I think if the people that were injured are just in such need, you know, there's so many people that we all know up here that, you know, have been affected and have lost limbs and, you know, just, it's just been incredible. And I think, you know, just the prayers from people and people that are able to donate to the different, you know, charities that are trying to help them, I think is really important. I think the community's, you know, really trying to stick together, but I think it definitely rattled everybody up here quite a bit.
I'm sure it did. Let me see. Let me just let you talk, because I don't think, I just think that's, you know, I think it's better that you just share than, you know, for me to ask questions, because I don't want to take anything from what occurred. But just, you know, of course you will have our love and our support and, you know, the charities you said, you know, if people want to donate, they can donate to certain charities that are supporting people. You know how when you go through, like, traumatic, what we call traumatic things, there's, you know, there's usually something that it makes you present to. You know, you have this awareness of something while going through it. What would you say it made you most aware of?
Well, I think, you know, how it just makes you aware of how, you know, fragile life is, really. And, you know, it for me personally, it was just interesting because I was actually supposed to be at the finish line this year and had gotten an invitation to go to New York. And since I was in New York, I didn't go to the finish line this year. So for me, I'm like, have that sense of relief for me. But then at the same time, mm-hmm. you have this extreme mm-hmm. sadness for everybody else that, you know, people that I knew that were affected. And so it's a strange position to be in. You know, you really yeah. feel for everybody. And at the same time, you're so thankful that, you know, things worked out the way it did.
Right, right.
You know, in terms of where I was that day. And then, you know, of course, as things unfolded during the week, I think it was just, we were just all terrified. And nobody really knew what was going to happen and, you know, where they were going to go and what they were going to do. And I think the first few days, everybody was just so shocked by the whole ordeal. And then I don't think anybody really thought about them still being around and being able to impact the community like they did. I don't even think that was on anybody's radar. So, you know, like I know our office closed on Friday because we just thought it was too dangerous to have people at work. And, you know, we had staff that lived right in the town, you know, where he was. So we were all pretty scared for them during the day until we knew everything was taken care of. And, boy, it's really scary. And, you know, afterwards, all of a sudden you start to feel like exhausted and you're thinking, you know, I think it ends up impacting you a lot more than you even realize, you know, and I'm sure it has to everybody in the country in a certain way because, you know, I think everybody felt like since 9/11 we've been pretty safe and I think everybody had that feeling that it was going to be all right. And this is just kind of a reality, like a wake-up call that it's not necessarily over and we all have to be really careful.
Right.
And take care of one another, you know, so... But hopefully that's the end of it. But
you know. I know. That's you know. I guess at a time like this, the thing that you can just do is give thanks. Like you said, just continue to give thanks. You know,
yeah.
for life and. And send love and help wherever you can help and, you know, pray as much as you can pray and know that everything will readjust as it has done in the past. But these things are like, when things like this occur, they are so life-changing. You know, they're just life-changing, and this is one of those things where you never forget where you are, you know, where you were on that particular day, you know. So take it easy, please. Just, you know what I mean?
Take it easy. Yeah, I do.
Just relax as much as you can and allow yourself to heal. You know, just allow yourself to heal. I'm grateful that you called in. I'm really grateful that you called in. I try to, you know, how you call as many people as you know who you think about. You just call them, and you met my friends there.
Yes.
Last year, and mm-hmm. and I know her son. Lived in that area. He's in school there, and so. But I did speak with all of them, you know. And but it's interesting the reaction that you have because the first thing you want to do is make sure that your loved ones are okay, you know. And it's like you said, everybody becomes your loved one when something like this occurs. you know,
yeah,
everybody. You
true.
Feel like everybody is a part of your love circle. And, you know, and so I just continue to send love and light and comfort in the form of energy, you know, as much as I can or whenever I can think about it. And I, you know, I ask that everybody else does the same thing. Comfort, you know, if I just wrap my arms around you right now, Louise, just really giving you a big, big hug, you and all of your friends and your family members, you know. I'm so glad that you called in. I'm just really, really glad that you called in. And it means a lot for other people to hear, you know, to hear from someone, you know, in that area. And whatever it is you want to share, you feel like sharing or talking about, you know, just feel free, you know.
Okay.
Just feel free to do that.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Your mic is on, so whenever you feel like talking, just, you know, just let us know. I think Glenn has joined us.
I have.
Welcome, welcome. Glad to have you on. We're talking to our dear friend, Louise, in Boston, in the Boston area.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, outside of Boston, Louise.
She's up north.
Okay. Okay. I'm so glad to talk. Okay. In that area, right? So once again, you know, the International Black Summit, we send our love, our peace, our prayers, our condolences to the people who were affected in the situation in Boston. And we know for all of the people that were affected, this is our prayer for them, that the light of God surrounds them wherever they are. Those who were physically hurt, those who transitioned, the families of these people, our prayer is that the light of God surrounds you and the love of God enfolds you. The power of God protects you, all of you. And the presence of God watches over you. Wherever you are, God is. And all is well and well indeed. Amen. So we just take a moment to love, just really love on the people in the area of Boston, Massachusetts, right now. And thank you again, Louise, so much for calling in.
Okay.
So much. Glenn, how are you?
Good. Yeah, I'm good. Busy, but good. Very busy.
Uh-huh.
I was actually telling somebody, I was on another call, that I've been feeling consumed, but not, and he was like, says, bad consumed or good consumed?
Right. Yeah.
But no, good consumed. You know, working on the things that make things happen. You know, but really,
mm-hmm.
you know, expanding capacity. You know, it's been interesting. But this week for me has been. You know, it's, you know, you're back to that whole conversation of love, you know, and loving one another. And, you know, just really being humane, you know, being human, the human race.
Mm.
you know, it's been a, you know, to watch and to listen, to feel, you know, I'll give you a funny thing. But the Yankees put up a sign. Now the Yankees and Boston, you know, are you know, fatal enemies. I mean,
we can't even
wear our Yankee gear up in Boston, okay? And
okay,
they will say something. They, you know, now we let Boston people that walk around in New York, but the Yankees extended themselves and stand strong with Boston. You know, so that was a huge thing. That, you know, it's like, you know, people are into the emotion of the event. And, you know, and that's kind of how it was for us in 9/11 in New York.
Right.
You know, it was the same kind of a thing. You kind of came together and people were, you know, bonding and working and, you know. So it's a disaster, you know. And then the other side of it that's real interesting to me, because I've been doing this, Survivor? Not Survivor. What's it? Doomsday. Doomsday Preppers. You ever heard of them?
Mm-mm. No.
Doomsday Preppers prepare themselves for some kind of apocalyptic event, and what they do is they just get ready for disasters, and if all the lights went out or whatever, they got generators set up, they've got, they're self-sufficient, you know, some of, you know, different ones have different aspects of it, but it's, you know, but it has me look at, you know, all of this, you know, it's like how much we take for granted what we have, that we can turn on a light, that we can turn on, that we can have a telephone to talk on or a computer to get access to. If all of that went away, how could we deal with ourselves and with each other? You know. So it's, you know, so I was just saying that to say that, you know, all those are all of the different emotions that have been, you know, occurring inside of the conversation of this week.
Yeah. And it's interesting because when I first heard about it, I almost like didn't believe it. You know, it was like, what? It was almost too much for my mind to handle.
Yeah.
You know, and and then, you know, so, you know, and I'm in this course. I'm in a course, and my whole theme is, for this season, is sacred communication. And the reason I'm in it is because of the violence that is occurring in Chicago.
Right,
you know?
Right, yeah.
And so I kept asking, what can I do? You know, what can I do? The last time I was in New York, you know, Willie Tolliver, right? He looked at me. We were out to dinner. He looks at me and he says, you know, what are you doing about the violence in Chicago? And he looked at me like I was going to give him an answer. You know? And I was like, what? He said, I'm like, what are you doing? We were talking about what we were doing as a, you know, how we were being contributions to the universe or not. And he just looked at me and asked me that question, and I could not answer him because, I couldn't give him an answer. I really could not give him an answer. And so that was in, maybe September. It was right before the Sandy, before the hurricane. But I never, I'm not a person who can't answer a question, but I could not answer that question. So it just sat with me, and I've been looking at it. You know, Henrietta, what are you doing? If you believe what you say you believe, that we are all one, what are you contributing to? Are you contributing to the violence, or are you doing something about the violence? And so when I took a look at it, I said, okay, well, what I know I can do is not contribute to it by not speaking negatively about myself, about others, you know, not join into any pity parties, not, you know. And so I realized that as an individual, there is something that I can do. You know, I can keep my consciousness at a level where I'm a contribution, rather I'm a contribution to peace rather than violence. And so as I, you know, like heard that and listened to it, I realized that we could all do that. And if we all started communicating with each other at a greater, deeper kind of level, that our people, like the people who listen to us or the people that we are around, will be affected by our consciousness. Just like if we're negative and we're walking around saying negative things, people are affected by it. So I came up with this. Well, it came through me. I didn't come up with it. It just, this idea for sacred communications came. And so I'm doing three classes now in three different areas, suburbs of Chicago, all right outside the city. And the classes are sacred communication. And we deal with listening, and we deal with authentically speaking and speaking truth rather than things that don't, that are not productive. And things are really going well. You know, I that's what I spoke on, sacred communication, the value and power of thought. You know, that we are the thinkers.
I get it. So you're taking the class?
I'm teaching it. I'm facilitating it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm facilitating the classes, and wherever I speak, that's my topic. And I may do some aspect of it, but that's what I was told.
That's awesome.
Stick with sacred communication until I tell you to stop. So that's what I'm doing, you know.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, that's perfect. You know, one of the things I look at, you familiar with Abraham Hicks?
Yes. Yeah.
When they talk about deliberate creation,
uh-huh.
You know, so if you look at deliberate creation, and then you look at sacred speaking, it's all about creating that thing that you want to have. You know, intention.
Yeah.
You know, we call intention in the International Black Summit. That's what we look at and what we give our attention to. Attention causes intention, and the intention creates the opportunity that's available, the possibility that's available.
Right. I was listening to Abraham, Ramtha, you know, Ramtha. And you remember this movie that was out, What the Bleep Do We Know? Did you ever see that?
Yes.
But it is, I watched that movie. I can't tell you how many times a week I watch that movie because still learning. I watch it all the time because it confirms what we believe and what we say about no out there, all of the distinctions that we have. But it talks about it from a physical aspect and quantum physics, you know, it's really good to watch over and over again because it shows you, you know, it's animated, so it shows you how we pick up these habits and we get attached or addicted to the emotion, and it shows you how it works in your brain.
Yeah.
The interesting part about it is anytime we have an experience like this experience in Boston, it creates like an area in your brain. And anything mm-hmm. that reminds you of it will trigger the feeling about it. The
yeah.
moment and every time it's triggered, this area gets stronger and stronger. That it's like that memory of it. The moment
it's like
you
it's energy.
Go ahead.
It's like energy. You're
yeah.
you're putting that energy in and it's growing, getting bigger and bigger
and
bigger.
And it's growing. Right. Mm-hmm. But the moment you look at it in a positive way rather than a traumatic way, and that takes time. You know, it takes however long it takes to get there. But the moment you start thinking about it in a different way, starts to loosen it up, and it automatically breaks the connections between these wires that are in your brain that hold it and make it there so strongly. And that's what I've been looking at lately, because as we talk about sacred communication, sometimes it's difficult for us to start thinking positively about a situation that we've held in a negative way. But this movie illustrates how when you do it, if you just say one positive thing about it, it breaks that bond and provides an opportunity for it to connect in a different way. It's really amazing to watch it now, because that came out even before The Secret came out, maybe 2 or 3 years before The Secret came out, What the Bleep Do You Know came out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But it's really good to use as, you know, it would probably be very good to use in the classrooms, you know, so people could really see what happens when they have when they hold and carry a negative feeling or a negative thought about anything, how it actually affects your body. It's really phenomenal, you know, to watch.
Yeah, I haven't seen that on TV too much, you know. You have the CD
it.
Or something? You got the CD?
Yeah.
Is that what you...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I have the CD. I mean, the DVD.
Yeah,
I have the DVD, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's something, yeah. Cause I always remember the thing about the water and the ice.
Right.
How it changes. I was like, man. Right. I was like, whoa. I got to watch this
something?
Movie. But I haven't, I'd love to watch it like you're doing. Anyway, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we come on every Sunday night from 8 to 9 p.m., and we're here. Check out our website, which is www.blacksummit.org, and you can find some information about the upcoming event that's happening in Ottawa, Canada, August 1st through the 4th. We're going to be having our event, and again, an opportunity for people to share and talk and express themselves fully about what they're doing, what's going on in their neighborhood, in their lives, and such. And really, we look forward to the conversation and the engagement. We have some fun at the International Black Summit. That's the annual event, and of course we've got lots of other events there, having requisites and summit shares. So check out the website again, www.blacksummit.org. Back to you, Henrietta.
Thanks, Glenn. And once again, just to bring people up to date, we earlier were talking to a good friend, Louise, who is a member of the Boston community, and who, you know, shared some light on the activities there. So we are asking everyone to send love and light and prayers and whatever you have to contribute to the people in that area, but definitely keep them in your consciousness, in a high state of consciousness, so that we, with our energy, can help lift them up and help them make it through the adjustment that they have to make in the upcoming month, year, you know, whatever, however long it takes, we allow and support them in adjusting to what has occurred in their lives. We thank God for the people who are there and the people who helped and contributed to the safety of others. We, you know, we're thankful for just everybody who contributed in whatever way they contributed. And we do ask that you go to blacksummer.org and look at the declaration and just see where you find yourself in that declaration. We've been talking about the summit event, and I do hope, Glenn, that we can get Adrienne and her team on, or the host team, beginning in May, and you know, we can start our countdown a little earlier this year, and so that you will know what is going to happen in Ottawa. I can't wait. I got a call from Claudie today, and he's on the bus again, and he called to ask me if I would work with him, you know, getting the team from Chicago to take a bus ride. It's a 17-hour ride, which would be just lots of fun. You know, and I told him, I said, we can stop in New York and pick up a bunch of people when we get to New York, you know. we're so looking forward to Ottawa this year. Our question this year, which you always hear us talk about the question, and the question that came out of Birmingham's conversation is, what is available when I notice my trigger, be with what is, and trust that it provides me access to my vision fulfilled? And that's a big question. You know, it has four different parts to it. You know, first, you know, it asks what is available. I think it's five parts, actually. What is available is the first question. When I notice my trigger, so you have to notice your trigger, then you have to be with what is and trust that it provides me access to my vision fulfilled. And that's a big, gigantic question with a lot of intricate details involved there, but that's the question we're asking ourselves. And that question is for everyone, anybody in our listening audience. You know, what's available for you when you notice your trigger and be with what is? And opposed to noticing your trigger and acting upon your trigger. You know, maybe cursing someone out, maybe picking up a phone and talking about what happened, being a complaint rather than being inside of a commitment. You know, like, what's available if I just notice, oh, I'm triggered. Let me work through this trigger, and let me be with what is. Let me be with this trigger. So what is available there, and unlimited possibilities are available. And then we have to trust that if I go through that process of being with what is, that it, my being with what is, will provide access to my vision fulfilled. It will let me know, give me some idea about something that I can do or not do that will provide, will assist in my vision coming forth. That's the beauty of that question. And, you know, I couldn't stand that question, Glenn, when it first came out. I could not stand it. I could not stand it, but I'm loving it now because it just, you know, it's such a great exercise, and it really has you do the work, you know.
Yeah, it's when I look at it, that's what I say when I'm saying I'm being consumed. Because it's, you know, when
right.
I look at it, all of that is just pointing in the direction of this is what you need to be doing. This is what you want to be doing. This is, you know, be in that direction. That's the direction.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great question. So those are
yeah.
the kinds of things we engage in when we get together. You know, we talk about these kinds of conversations at the International Black Summit.
Yeah. Yep, and so we break it down and we stay in it. We stay in it until it blesses us, until we get something from it, you know, until the room starts screaming and clapping and laughing and, you know, whatever. And then, you know, we dance a lot. We dance because we believe that it stirs up your spirit, and the energy that you get from dancing allows spirit to work through you so that you can really understand what's going on, like really what's going on. So, again, we invite you to the website to register for the summit event. You can register right there at www.blacksummit.org. And you can join our network there and become friends with other people. You can ask whatever questions you have. You can join us every Sunday, 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, right here at 646-716-9827, the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And as I said, as we get closer and closer, we will have updates to the opening ceremony, which is August 1st, probably about 6 or 7 p.m., and we'll learn what Ottawa is all about that evening. We get to hang out with the community and see what's going on, and then Friday morning we go into the room and the conversation begins. Thursday, let me back up to Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, the prerequisite begins. And the prerequisite is a course. We also refer to it as vision work. It teaches us how to listen. It teaches us how to be in the room. And it prepares us for the weekend. So if you've never experienced the summit weekend, you may come, but you must do the prerequisite on Thursday, or you must do the prerequisite before Thursday, because we hold prerequisites all over up until that day, up until that week, I'll say. And then you do have another chance once you arrive in Ottawa to do the prerequisite. So join us in Ottawa, Canada. 17 hours from Chicago. Glenn, how far away is it from New York?
I think it's only about 7 hours. Somebody had told me it was 6, but I think it took us about 7.
Okay.
About 7 hours, yeah.
Yeah. You know, this is Clara's birthday weekend, Glenn.
Yeah, she had an event yesterday.
Right.
I didn't get a chance to go. I was tied up at my fraternity meeting.
Okay.
I've been getting back. Been getting back in touch with my fraternity, Alpha Phi Alpha.
Oh, that's nice. That's
really
nice.
Yeah. So I was down with the brothers. Good. You know, I'm looking to get back involved with them. You know, because they're
that's
all about
good.
What we're doing, the work that we're doing.
Yeah. I have a friend who's, I think, 83 or 84 years old, who's an active Alpha.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. And he still goes to all of his everything, you know, everything that he has time to go. that he has time to go to, but he's very active, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And his fraternity. Well, once again, I want to thank Louise for calling in. I just want to check in with you, Louise, to see if there's anything else you wanted to say, maybe something you might have thought of that you would like the listeners to know.
I really can't think of anything else at the moment, but thank you for asking.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
And thank you for graciously just joining in the show tonight and just helping us really be present to what's going on in your area of Boston. Thank you so much for that. This is April 21st, so we have one more week in this month, and one more Sunday that we'll be with you, and then we'll start in May our countdown and making you really present to all of the things that we're preparing for the summit, as well as, you know, everything else that goes on from time to time. We hope that you are, that you listen to the show. Remember, Glenn did a show on gardening, as he always does in the springtime, preparing your garden. And the people here in Chicago, if they listen to that show and prepare their garden, they may be a little mad because on Friday we had all four seasons. And, you know, Chicago is known for that.
Yeah.
All four seasons. And by the time the day was over, it was like 55, 60 degrees. And by the time the day was over, it was snowing.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard you were getting, I mean, y'all been getting flooded, y'all been getting rain, you know, all kinds of rain, snow, ice. I'm like, what? Yeah.
Yeah, but the farmers are happy, so, you know.
Yeah,
so
they needed the water.
They needed the water. So, you know, people just didn't need it in their houses, but I was really, really gracious that it passed by me.
Good. I was worried about
you. But it kept it moving, and I think we kind of, you know, opened up things so it wouldn't get clogged up anymore, you know. But a lot of people did get flooded, and but no, nothing fatal. You know, nothing fatal. So just a little water, a little, you know, mop and whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm.
But so we are going to check out now. And thank you for listening to us. Like I said, we'll be back again next Sunday. And happy birthday to you, Clara, and
happy
everybody
birthday.
Else.
Happy birthday, Clara.
Yeah. And everybody else who has a birthday this month of April. And this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Our love, again, to the people of the Boston area. And good night and God bless.